I don't think. But without actually passing through anything, suddenly I was in another place. There was a full bowl of stars overhead, but not even a sliver of moon. I was high in the air. I could distinguish no features on the ground below. It was like ghost walking without the ghost. Only I couldn't just tell Smoke where to go and get there almost instantly. I could move, it seemed, though it was hard to tell. I had to have landmarks, I realized. I pushed back my panic. I thought, I did have information. I knew up and down. I had a full field of stars overhead, so numerous they almost overwhelmed the outstanding constellations normally used for navigation. Trouble was, I hadn't studied the southern skies closely. Any astronomical navigation I did would be only slightly better than a guess. I caught a faint whiff of corrupt flesh. That whipstroke got me moving toward a cluster of stars I vaguely recalled hanging close to the northern horizon during the spring. There were three of them in a flat triangle, all bright. The star at the peak of the triangle waxed and waned. Many legends attended it, most of them unpleasant. I was not intimate with them. From that altitude I could see a fourth star in the constellation, equally bright, below the other three. I recalled seeing that formation when the company was still far north of Taglios. How high was I? Or was I somewhere far north of Kialune? I stopped moving forward and slanted down toward the earth. I found myself over a region where agriculture was extremely orderly, communal, making the most efficient use of man, animal, and equipment, various operations having been laid out in a circle around a central manor with hamlets and single dwellings strung out along the spokes of wheels. Preparations for spring planting had begun, although there were no workers in the fields at night. I passed over circle after circle. The ground between had been left wild. I suppose it supported game and provided timber and charcoal and firewood. I had heard of the region. It was in the Shadowlands west of Kialune. Long Shadow had been experimenting with agricultural efficiencies in an effort to produce more with fewer workers so he could free up manpower to work construction on Overlook and serve in his armies. I was not all that far from my own gang. I worked my way eastward. After what seemed like hours, I spied the glow from fires burning in the ruins of Kialune. I found my own part of our encampment, then my own shelter. I was comfortable enough with my condition to do a little experimenting now. It took only moments to learn that while I couldn't will myself through a wall, or even the blankets, one I had hung for a doorway, or the side of a tent, I could slide my point of view through a crack or a hole too small for a mouse or snake. I couldn't go back or forth in time. I was confined to the now of my sleeping flesh. I had control of the dream. It seemed real. What I saw of the camp was exactly what the camp should have been like while I was sleeping. My imagination was not good enough to make up a whole dream world that mimicked the real world exactly. A big question occurred. Would I be able to do this again? Would getting here always be outside my control, the way it had been when I kept tumbling off the wall of today into the horrors of Dejigore? If this was going to be one time, I had better use it for all it was worth. I snaked back out into a cold I didn't feel. For a second I thought about heading for the plane, but just the thought stirred up an instant, powerful revulsion. Maybe later.